when they told me they were going to be here. You just lift your hands toward heaven and whisper to the Lord from the depths of your heart. We are living in a world that is divided. We are living in a world that is broken into fractals. Because of the different influences that are manipulating the possibilities in the physical creation, our world is damaged. Our world is in the midst of chaos. The visible creation is the realm of manifestation. It is a priority of spirits. Every spirit wants to have the opportunity to find expression in the visible creation. Because the visible creation is the only realm in all of the universes of God where manifestations are possible. According to the original design, by the blueprint that was trapped in the archives of heaven, only the government of God was supposed to have expression in the visible creation. And that was the only way possibility of decorum would have been achieved. But unfortunately, the four opened up the portals of the divide for other spirits to begin to find expression in the visible creation. So we are living in a world that is manipulated by principalities and powers, princes and rulers of darkness in heavenly places. The world is in the midst of fracas. There is chaos. There is decadence threatening the very existence of your life and the purpose of God that is weaved into your heart even before the foundations of the world. Your own very existence is in the midst of a warfare because spirits are actually involved in soul business. The greatest intention of a spirit is to bring you under its government so that your life becomes a gateway through which its own reality can be reflected in the natural world. So whether you know it or not, you are actually in a league of spirits. There is a game that is going on above your head that you don't have understanding of. So when you talk, when you think, when you dress, when you act, everything that you find yourself doing is an orchestration of spirit intelligence. You are only a puppet in the hands of spirits. The wisest thing that happens to a man is to align with a spirit that is the most ancient among the ranking of spirit entities. There is one among the spirits that created all things. It is his will. Finding expression in your life that gives your life relevance in this world and in the world to come. You may find yourself in the midst of chaos. And in the midst of chaos, you are brought into a different kind of educational system. And you sustain a new philosophy where your appearance becomes your God. What you eat becomes your God. What you study becomes your God. The only way your life can find meaning and relevance again is until you trace your step back. And you begin to hear the whispers of the I am that I am. He was the one that fabricated the creation. Before you came, he saw the end from the beginning. You are only a block in the middle of a building that has an eternal scope. And the only way you can be relevant is to allow him to chisel the effect of the fall from your life so that you can fit into the space that your life and your purpose was corrupted in order to find expression. Can you lift your hands tonight and ask the Lord to speak to your spirit? You know, sometimes we are thrown into a deception when we find ourselves under the atmosphere of worship. Because most of the times, worship has this ability to tilt our emotional frequencies. And that you are getting emotional does not necessarily mean you are touching a chord in the realm where it matters. I came to realize that the business of life, it is not run on the economy of emotion. The only component of your soul that is responsible cardinally for the business of life is your will. That is why when you gave your heart to Christ, that economy was transacted on the strength of your will, not your emotion. Most times, what we call the presence in the midst of worship is not actually a contact with the realm of the divine. It is only our emotional frequencies being manipulated. And then that you cry, wept, and laid on the ground does not necessarily mean something has happened. Because when the spirit touches you, it has the powers to control your life and regulate you. When you come under the presence of God and the essence of God is transmitted into you, you become a reflection of his reality. Your life becomes a vista through which the dimensions of heaven can be seen. Can you ask the Lord for a ministration tonight? I came tonight to deposit God into your heart. I don't have time to do doctrinal matters. I don't have
in the exegesis of purpose, and only came tonight for those whose heart will be open. A few of you that truly have a hunger to have an encounter with God, because you have come to a point where you know your life must strike a chord in eternity. So you have come with an open heart for God to touch you. It is when you begin to touch and make contact with the energy of the immortals, that is when you realize that even the weakest of you can become as strong as David. I read stories of wise people, mighty women like Catherine Kuhlman, people who were vulnerable. They looked like vegetables in the outside, but something was built in their inside that is stronger, is as mighty as Mount Zion, that cannot be moved, because they began to make contact with the realms of the divine. I didn't come to talk to everybody. I came to speak to those who are numbered into this army, the army of Zion that is marching on with this alarm of revival. Can you ask the Lord to minister to you tonight? Zelo brahase filaman tobrina haske blahada bandra brahada kuria. Elamamore kashivo vahasapin rana kalas. Shele babari kamanto soprinataka valina pune lagadanata. Hereneko papa rasido paranade la kubia tatani. Elamamo walahate. Hombre safata kabila paratonza. Brele kababazuza lahada bababoria la mahata. Ila matua baraku pati suza la matakua. Ila vale pume la hazazabone. Ele. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are.
Can you make that your prayer tonight?
I don't want to be where you are.
I just want to be there, Lord.
In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are.
And so, precious Spirit of the living God, we ask that you envelop us with a canopy tonight. We ask that beyond the utterances, that there will be a transparency of spirits. We ask that tonight destinies will be realized, purposes will be born, burdens will be placed on the hearts of people. The ability of the Spirit to bring forth will also be transferred. I ask, O God, that you will cause men and women to gain wisdom and become wise. Let understanding be furnished tonight, and let the things that matter, the priorities in the heart of the Father, be revealed to us tonight. Holy Spirit, bless us with your presence. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your presence. We give you praise, we give you glory. There will be three layers of impartation. The first layer of impartation will be a baptism of fire. It's going to come to activate your prayer altars, so that energy will be furnished in your spirit. The second layer of impartation will be for activation of spiritual gifts. Most of you who are prophetic, you will see it tonight. It's not when you go home and dream. There will be activation of prophetic gifts and spiritual gifts. The third layer of impartation will be a release of apostolic mantles. There are many ladies here who make a woman to stand in the place of a man and to lead the mantle of a judge. The spirit of Deborah will rest on many of you. What I'm saying, I don't need your amen. It has happened in the spirit realm already. I just want to guide you by furnishing you with some level of understanding, so that when the spirit rests on you, you will know how to trade with it. Most of you, your life will change from now. You will live here and you discover that a hunger will be shot into your spirit. It will become impossible for you to go a day without prayers. Most of you will live here with lengthy fastings. You will receive clear-cut instructions from the Holy Spirit, lengthy fast for many months. You will be overtaken by the Holy Spirit. Most of you, your lives will change. Your choices will change. Your priorities will change. Your presence in this meeting is a Holy Ghost setup. You have been set up for destiny. You know, Saul left his father's house looking for the missing asses. They journeyed past four cities and they came to Ramah. And Samuel told him, he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you as king, as captain over his people? That utterance implicated him for the rest of his life. He was a young man just living a life of freelance. He said, as you leave me tonight, you are going to find two men by the sepulchre of Rachel. They will be carrying... Don't worry. Let me build up gradually.
Hey.
Get religious tips from the Bible. But there are three forces that hold the realms together. There are three forces that hold the realms together. The first is an entity. It's a personality in the spirit. It's actually an enthroned personality. And the name of that personality is called the Christ. He is the center of reference. It is from him that everything in the visible and invisible creation derive essence and meaning. Apart from the throne of Christ, nothing in this realm will have a reference. Nothing in this realm will have an essence. What you call life is actually an effulgence of the possibilities that are from that throne. What you call a purpose, what you call a destiny, are actually wisdom capsules that are dished into your vessel as a responsibility you are going to carry out in time. And it is all regulated by that throne called the office of the Christ. Without the office of the Christ, nothing will have relevance. In fact, it's like the fulcrum of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit functions by the office of the Christ. The office of the Christ gives expression to the Father. Don't worry, give me floating sound. The office of the Christ is the most popular office in the Godhead. The Bible said it pleased the Father that the fullness of the Godhead would dwell in him bodily. The Holy Ghost, when he came into the world, he said he's not coming to speak of himself. He said what he has heard is what he's coming to tell you. So the office of the Christ is one of the cardinal forces that holds the realms together in place. So for your life to have meaning, you must of necessity make contact with that entity in the spirit called the Christ. He is the administrator of all the policies that come from the throne of God. Whether you have a destiny is a function of what comes from that throne. The seasons of your life, what you call possibilities, chance, are all a calculation that comes from the throne called the Christ. So if you don't make contact with that throne in time, you are without a reference. You are like a balloon flowing without the influence of gravity. So your life begins to make meaning the day you make contact with that office. It is the most influential place in heaven. It's called the right hand of God. It's a kingdom term. It's the most influential place in Zion. That was the throne that Lucifer coveted when he was in. He saw that there was a place in God where an entity apart from God could dwell and exercise authority that is like God. But the only personality that satisfied the claims of divine justice and was given the stature to sit on that office was the personality called Jesus Christ. And that office is called the office of the Christ. And that office is one of the cardinal forces that regulate every affair in all of the universes of God. In fact, it is that. Because you never found the will of God to subscribe yourself with. You know, Jesus had so much powers and authority while he walked on this earth. For example, Jesus said, when they came to arrest him, he said, if he wills, he can ask the Father, and the Father will release 12 legions of angels. That means faith was active. But faith cannot function against the will of God, because the will of God is superior to faith. So Jesus had to surrender his powers, his possibilities, and his faith, and subscribe to the will of God at that time. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, weeping and crying, he had a will to choose not to die. But he decided to subscribe to the will of the Father, because the will of the Father is superior to anything you can do in this world. So if you have not found the will of the Father, you have not started living, because life begins when you find the will of God and you subscribe to it. You may spend all your life, because everybody in your family is intelligent, and then according to the calculation of your father, everybody is either to study engineering, medicine, or law. According to his calculation, everybody must study a professional course. And because you had the natural abilities to fulfill that possibility, you gave yourself to medicine and you studied medicine and you did very well. But from heaven, according to the design on the blueprint in heaven, maybe you were designed to be an evangelist. Or maybe you were designed to be a politician, so that you can be in the systems of this world and create laws that will make it possible for the gospel or the purpose of God to find expression. If you like, study medicine and be the best in medicine all your life. When you go to heaven, you will not have relevance, because according to the wisdom of God, you were fabricated to bring a dimension of God into this world that can only find expression through the will of God for your life. When you deviate and function in another pathway, no matter how excelling you arrive in that possibility or in that career, it will not strike a chord in the realm of the mortals. Because the mortals, they manipulate the visible creation. They regulate the visible creation. And it is according to their wisdom, their will, and their counsel that the visible creation is wrong. All of the possibilities that work within the wisdom of God, the will of God, and the counsel of God are what we call the mysteries of the kingdom. They are beyond what your mind can imagine. They are things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he occurred to the heart of man. So you will never understand how a fisherman can become the most prized and the most choiced person that Jesus will pick to walk with him. And then that fisherman subscribed to a kind of wisdom that is beyond the wisdom of mortals. And he utters things, and they study those things for many years, and they cannot exhaust it. Some of the statements people like Peter made, today they are studying them in school of theology. They don't understand the full scope yet. Because fishermen have become men that speak from the realms of the waters. It is a cardinal proponent of the wisdom of God. So your life cannot find meaning unless you subscribe to the things that flow out of the wisdom of the will of God and the counsel of God. We call them the mysteries of the kingdom. Most times, to your carnal mind, they can only make it is born in your spirit. That's why the Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. God wanted to deliver people from bondage, and the person he goes to is a Samaritan. It is a function of an intelligence that is higher than everything you can imagine. They are called the mysteries of the kingdom. And the third thing that regulates the kingdom are the principles of the kingdom. There are principles that your life must be conformed to for you to ever make a headway in life. If you go against the principles, you hurt yourself. The only way you can be relevant is to subscribe to the principles. If you don't align to those principles, you will struggle in life, and after you are done struggling, you will waste. Because those principles are like navigatory pathways that everybody must connect to in order to have meaning. The principles are like ancient landmarks. They don't shift. They don't change. For example, we say, study to show thyself approved unto God, a watchman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you don't study, you will be ashamed. It's an established principle in the kingdom. He said you should be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So whatever you do to keep you fervent, you must do it. Else, service to God cannot find expression. They are principles. They are principles. He said, whatever your hand findeth to do, he said, do it well. They are principles. If you lay your hand on something to do and you don't do it well, in this life you will not succeed. They are principles. So you don't go into business because you are born again. The other guy who doesn't know Jesus, if he aligns with the principle, he will succeed in the business, he will fail. That's why the richest man in the world is not a Christian. Because the realm is governed by principles. And only men who connect to them can have meaning and find expression. These three cardinal things are the things that regulate and manipulate the possibilities that are in the visible creation. The office of the Christ, the mysteries of the kingdom, and the principles of the kingdom. But no matter how well you try, you will never strike a chord with God except you are restored back to factory setting. You know, the finished works of Christ procured us salvation. So legally, the Spirit, anybody that accepts Jesus is saved. But all of those possibilities are realities in your spirit man. Your spirit is not what manifests in the natural realm. Your spirit is locked in the realm of God. Your body is locked to the realm of the natural. What gives expression to your possibilities in the natural is your soul. And unfortunately, your soul was not born again. Your soul is still a fallen entity, just the way your body is still a fallen creation. The extent to which your soul can resemble your spirit is the degree to which you subscribe to the policies that govern the operation of the man that God created, so that you can be restored back to default setting. God created the spirit, he formed the body, but he didn't do anything about the soul. The soul became. The soul is actually a product of the interaction between the spirit and the body. So the soul can align to the body direction, and it can also align to the direction of the spirit, depending on which one it is predominantly subjected to its government. But because of the fall, because of the other entities that have come into this world, your soul have subscribed to the natural, and your soul have been educated by the philosophies of the spirit that are antichrist. That is why you find yourself think fear, think evil, think corruption. Because over time, your soul has been regulated by the wisdom that you see in your natural world. Now you have come into a new government and a new economy. And you need to learn how and what you must do in order to recalibrate your soul and bring your soul back to a new doctrine, a new tutelage, a new training, so that your soul can begin to mirror the dimensions of your spirit. It is on the strength of that possibility that Jesus made a statement in Luke chapter 18 verse 1. And that's where I want to begin from tonight. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. If you study that scripture in context, you'll see that Jesus used that statement to buttress the fact that the widow did not restrain in her prayer until she got what she wanted. That is contextual interpretation, and that is accurate. But the statement Jesus made there is deeper than the story that is captured in that context. The statement Jesus made there was a statement that borders on the design of man. What Jesus was trying to say in that scripture is that it is going to be impossible for you to be an accurate man if you don't subscribe to the laws of prayer. If prayer is not a pure, forget, you cannot be the man that God created. You will be like a laptop or a phone that is full of virus. You cannot carry out the will of God for your life. It's not possible. Because according to the design, men ought always to pray and not to faint. That means just in case you begin to engage the prayer enterprise and you faint, it's a continue. Because fainting is not supposed to be part of the DNA of your spirit. You were designed as a being of prayer. Prayer is actually the economy that your spirit man runs on. If you are here, or you are a Christian, you are a believer, you are anywhere, and prayer has not become a cardinal part of your day-to-day activity, Jesus is trying to say, you are not the man that God intends. Because he says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. You see, when we begin to talk about the business of prayer, people don't understand what we are really talking about because they don't know the scope. They don't know the extent. They don't know the import. And they don't know the implication of prayer. They don't know the impact of prayer in life and destiny. So they do the things that are easy. You know, because of the way your body is trained, your soul component is such that your emotions are the most flexible part of your soul. Your emotions are easily influenced. They seem to be the outermost part of the soul. The most easily contactable part of your soul seems to be your emotion. And because of that, your emotions fluctuate very rapidly. So somebody who is excited in a second can become very depressed, because the emotion has the possibility of fluctuation. And that is why I told you when I began that spiritual businesses are not transacted on the strength of emotion. There is a deeper component of your soul that spiritual business are carried out on. It's called your will. The first place prayer begins to impact is your will. That's why you notice that when you go to kneel down to pray, you don't feel like continuing the prayer. Suddenly time becomes very long and elongated. 5 minutes become like 3 hours. Prayer will first of all train and educate your will to choose God and not this world. That is the battle you are actually undergoing that time you began to pray. You want to go back to relax. You want to go back to the possibilities that you have been educated with to function within. But prayer is trying to drive you into another economy that you are not used to. And if you continue to hammer on it, a point will come when your will be educated to align with the Spirit of God. Your life will begin to find meaning the day you begin to do business with prayer. You know, one thing you don't know is that most people think life is a function of chance, luck. You know, so people make statements like, if it's the will of God, it will happen. Here is not heaven. The only place where that statement is correct is in the third heaven. In the third heaven, only the will of God finds expression. So anything that is the will of God in the third heaven will happen like that. But in this world, it can't happen like that. Because there are other governments that man have opened the earth realm to. So it may be the will of God for you to get married at 23. A spirit can fight and you'll be on a standstill till you are 35. It can be the will of God for you to be successful in life, but a spirit can fight you and keep you at a standstill, and at 40, you are still looking for a job. You started looking for a job when you were 23. You look for a job until your age range went beyond the age of job limit. Every job you go for now, they say, is below 29. You are now 48. The will of God was for you to be successful, but there are other spirits in this world that are fighting. The dominion of God is no longer the absolute dominion in the earth realm. There are other governments in this realm. So when Jesus was educating us to go back to the foundation of all things and begin to pray, what Jesus was trying to do was to bring us back to the authority that the original man has to control, to manipulate, and to regulate the activities and the possibilities around his life. Because the first man that God created in the garden, everything he wanted to see, he only uttered them. That man was functioning under the absolute government of God. So the authority of God was backing him up. But the man that is currently living is a fallen man. So when Jesus said men ought always to pray, Jesus is telling us to go back to the blueprint of our original design. Of which if we don't go back to, there is no way we can succeed. The second thing Jesus said was that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You are made up of 3 components. The spirit component, the soul component, and the body component. Because your body came from the dust, your body will feed on things that come from the ground. But there are other 2 parts of you that do not come from the ground. Your spirit came from the Spirit of God. So the same way you pay attention to feeding your body, that is the same way you are expected to pay attention to feeding your spirit. So Jesus said, man must not live by bread alone. That means Jesus is not discarding the need to live by bread. But what Jesus is saying is that the same way you feed your body, you must have to feed your spirit. But unfortunately, most of us, our spirits are starved. And because our spirit man is so starved, destiny is far from us. And the only way you will discover it is when you have a problem. When you have a challenge, you will discover that the energy to come forth, to fight, and to bring what you need will no longer be there. Then you begin to wonder why. And then you resort to crying. The unfortunate thing is that crying does not record anything in the scales of balances. You may cry for 3 days and your tears will feel a drum. It will not shift anything. Because there are different currencies that they use to transact in the spirit. Tears is not one of them. So you must make it a conscious responsibility to build your spirit with the word of God. These two things are very cardinal in restoring you back to your original design. And until your original design begins to find expression, you will be a light feather before the powers of darkness. You know, the hyper-grace religion, the hyper-grace doctrine makes you feel Jesus has paid the price, Jesus has done it all. But before you even go into doctrinal argument, you know that the price Jesus paid also covered sickness. So he paid completely for sickness. But the question you ask, are believers still sick? If your answer is yes, then what it means is that there is something you need to do in order to lay hold on what Jesus paid for. Because what Jesus paid for is in the spirit. You must carry out an activity to bring it to your daily experience. One of the ways to track those things is by prayer and by meditation, sitting, eating the word of God. But these are old practices that are no longer in the body of Christ. Before we can begin to talk about matters of destiny, we need to look back inward and check the frequency and the degree of engagement of these two things that Jesus recommended to be original part of our design. How many times, how often, and to what degree do you engage the altar of prayer? So the problem you have, first of all, is not the problem of the devil. It's the problem of you not subscribing with the provisions that are there for you in the spirit. How many times do you feed on the word of God? And how consistent are you in dealing with the word of God? If your answer is no, then that is where the root of your problem is. You may get a prophet to tell you everything about your life in every season and in every year you will live from now. But that you know it does not mean you will enter it. Knowing it is one thing, entering is another thing. Because for you to enter, there must be an energy in your spirit man to push you into it. The question today is, use me, O Lord. But there will be no possibility of God using you except you first of all choose to align with the will of God by trading with the things that God has provided. And two things God has provided for you is prayer and the word. If you really want God to use you, the question is not to go and kneel down and say, Lord, use me. The question is to begin to engage the things that God has put in place for those who want to be used to transact with. To what extent have you begun to transact with it? If you have not started transacting with prayer and the word of God, then the cry of use me is not existent. Because it's just the utterance of a hypocrite. I come for meetings most of the times and then the place is shaking, things are happening, and then you think the people really love God. What they do is to come and enjoy the atmosphere that others create. When they go back to their bedroom, you will think they love the presence of God. When the presence of God is thick, the power of God is moving, they are shouting, shaking everywhere, you think they love the presence of God. If you truly love the presence of God, you will labor in prayer in your bedroom to generate that same presence. But most people never do it. They wait for somebody else to do it so that they can dive in. The man who was waiting to dive in waited for 38 years. Matters of destiny are heavy. So you don't take it for granted. You see, I came to teach you tonight about a technology of spirit civilization. But when I looked at the time, I discovered we can't do that this night. It will be a waste. We can't do it this night. So I just wanted to drop this in your mind and drop this in your spirit, that there's a need for you to wake up and begin to transact with your altar in the place of prayer and to transact with the Lord in the place of the word. Those two things are the things that will energize your spirit man to begin to relate with God. So what we are going to be doing this night is to practice and to engage the prayer altar. Since obviously we can't do any teaching this night, we are going to take time to pray in tongues for 30 minutes. And when we pray in tongues for 30 minutes and we ascend, then we'll begin to make demand on heaven to release what is meant for this night. Are we together now? We are going to stretch in the place of prayer for just 30 minutes. For those of you that are not used to this economy, it will be difficult. But The cure to prayerlessness is to pray. It's not impartation. The cure to prayerlessness is what? Is to pray. When you pray, then the Spirit will help your infirmities. The Spirit help your weaknesses. If you are lying down on the bed, the Spirit will not help. I just took time briefly to show you how prayer is important in fulfilling your destiny and making you relevant in the agenda of God. But that will not matter anything to you except you yourself begin to pray. I don't have time to do any teaching, but we are going to pray now. Hallelujah. We are going to do what? Pray now. So this night will be a night of prayer. When we are done praying, we'll begin the impartation, and then we'll go and rest. Tomorrow morning, I'll do a teaching. I began, I went high, but I discovered it's not for this audience. You know, Jesus said, I have many things to tell you. He said, but you cannot receive it now. So it's a possibility to come with so much, but people can't receive it. And when they can't receive it, keep it. Because you don't waste spiritual substance. He said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't receive it now. He said, how be it, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will show you all things. So what I came with this night, I will keep it. If I come back tomorrow morning and it's still relevant, I will release it. But if it's not relevant, when we plug to heaven, we'll find out what is in the mind of God, and then we will teach it. But tomorrow, I will teach you the technology of spirit civilization. You will find out the forces that manipulate destinies. And then you will begin to x-ray it in your family. And you will find out why the patterns in your family are taking place. And then you will know what you need to do in order to orchestrate the kinds of deliverance that are necessary to bring your family back to the pedestal where they were created to find expression. But it's not for this night. Let's rise up and begin to pray. I'm going to raise just two prayer points. And as we pray, when we hit the crescendo in the spirit, then we'll begin to release the impartation. Don't worry if you are weak. Do you know why you are weak? You are operating with a natural energy. And that energy depletes. But there's also another energy level that you can plug into. If you plug into that energy, you will discover that your weaknesses will be swallowed up. Because you no longer function by your economy. You function by the economy of the divine. Fables. They are realities. And you will never know it until you experiment it. Tonight, I want you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to strengthen you. If you know this and it becomes real to you, when the devil tries to attack your body with sickness, you can call on heaven for energizing. And you'll be shocked. A man becomes strong in faith when he has experience of the things that the scriptures talk about. If you don't have the experience, your faith will be weak. Can you ask the Lord now to strengthen you? Ask Him for a touch. Tell Him that you are weak in your body. You are frail. You are sleepy. But if it is possible, if it is possible that God touches people, let Him touch you tonight. Ask Him for a touch. Ask Him for a touch. Ask Him for a touch. That's the first prayer point. Ask the Lord for a touch tonight. Saparaka papa bondo saparia. Ela babo mela kapaparia to ala mamat. Ela ko pasina pale ko bondo repara. Ela kabo mela saladuata.
Alleluia. There are few of you here. Seen few ladies here that the Holy Ghost have been troubling you for the past 3 weeks to take time and fast and pray. Take time and fast and pray. It has been heavy on your heart. Can I see a wave? If you are in that category, you are in that category. Let me see a wave. For the past 3 weeks, take time, pray, and fast. Come out quickly. It's been a burden. It's been a burden. But the ability to do is always lacking. Deborah's. Deborah's. It's a census of the Spirit. It's a census. Census of the Spirit. It's a census. The Deborah generation. The Deborah generation. For the past 3 weeks, look at the number. But you have not been able to. Cry now, cry now, cry now for mercy. Cry now, cry now. Let that envelope come on you. The Bible said the hand of God came upon Elijah and he outran the chariots of Ahab, even unto Jezreel. It's the ability of the Spirit. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Touch. Touch. The Deborah generation. Cry now, cry now. Cry, cry. Ask for mercy. Ask for ability. 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 Help them. I don't want to. Ability. Ask for ability. Ability in the Spirit. Ask for the ability of the Spirit. Deborah generation. Touch. Touch. Let that energy rest. Let that energy rest. Some of you, we sense heaviness on your hand. Heaviness. Heaviness. A generation of people of prayer. A generation. Please help them. I don't want the place scattered. A generation of people of prayer. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Touch. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. A Deborah generation. A Deborah generation. Fresh baptism. 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 The power of the Spirit. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Fresh baptism. Up, up, up. Let the
the womb. Open. Open. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism. A fresh baptism. Those of you in front, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. There's a garment coming on one of you. There's a garment of fire coming on one of you. There's a garment of fire. There's a garment of fire. Holy Ghost, clothe that one. Clothe that one, Lord. Clothe that one. Clothe that one, Lord. A garment of fire. A garment of fire. Raise intercessors. Female intercessors by the Spirit. Zapara Kapotas. Sete Kapora Tamalida Tapas. I've seen somebody. There's somebody. The healing anointing is in your hand. Listen, listen, listen. Let's try to be snappy. I've seen somebody that has the healing anointing. God wants to use you as a point, as a pointer to reach others. Once upon a time, you saw something like oil in your palm, like oil. You didn't know the source. Like oil in your palm. Who is the person? You saw something like oil. You are the one. Come. Like oil in your palm. It's a healing anointing. God wants to use you to release that anointing in the house. You are mighty on the throne. Those of you who know, you have a witness that the power gift is in your spirit. The power gift is in your spirit. The gift of faith. You find yourself going ahead doing things that look as if it's not going to work, but you keep moving. You don't even have time to think whether it will work or not. It's time to connect. It's time to connect. It's time to connect. He said he sent his word to Jacob. He lighted upon Israel. Don't distract yourself tonight. It's the tangibility that matters. When you leave this meeting and these things begin to work, you will know that something has happened. Holy Spirit, I use your daughter and I connect to others. Others that have the same dimension in their spirit. Father, let the oil spread out now. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch, Holy Spirit. Let the healing oil activate. The healing oil. The healing oil. There are two people, there are two ladies here that have the healing oil. Your hands will begin to vibrate now. Your hands. Your hands. The anointing will become strong on your palm. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will become strong on your palm. Holy Spirit, begin to anoint. Begin to anoint, Lord. Begin to anoint. Begin to anoint. Begin to anoint, Lord.
There's a wind coming into this place now. That wind is to activate the prophetic anointing. Just be quiet. There's a wind coming. There's a wind coming. You find yourself crying, flow. It's an activation. There's a wind coming. There's a wind coming. There's a wind coming. There's a wind coming. It's to activate. It's to activate prophetic people. Is to activate prophetic people. I've seen somebody that had a dream about somebody who died 3 days ago. And up till now, there is fear in your heart. You had a dream about somebody who died 3 days ago. And it has imparted fear. It has imparted fear. Who is the person? Who is the person? Just be quiet.
Who is the person? You are the one? Just lift your hands, then you don't need to call. I activate the season of the prophetic over your life. Receive the authority of a prophet. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Take in the name of Jesus the authority of a prophet. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. I've seen somebody that the Lord is bringing for the past 1 week or so. God has been instructing you to pray particularly about your family to end a pattern. A demonic pattern that has to do with ladies. To end a pattern for the past 1 week. Who is the person? Is this in the auditorium? You are the one? To end a pattern for the past 1 week. Lift your hands. Your answer have come. I join faith with you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. As I stretch my hand in her direction, I put an end. I put an end. I put an end. I put an end. Let it be broken. Break in the name of Jesus. Let that pattern end. Let that pattern end. Everyone that is affected, I ask for the mystery of acceleration to begin to walk. To begin to walk. The mystery of acceleration. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, I don't know, I'm sensing a pain on the ankle. A pain on the ankle. Either somebody has an injury or something on the ankle, or you were praying for somebody that has something to do with the ankle. The ankle, right ankle or so. Is the person in the building? You are the one? Come. Is the pain still there? The pain is still there. It's gone. When did the pain leave? Sorry? As we're praying now, the pain left. I wanted her to do an experiment now. Which other person has pain in the body? You have pain or something troubling you? You have pain. Okay, you are the one praying for somebody that has pain. He has pain on the ankle. Any other person who still have pain now? Come, come. What's the pain? Come. I want to show you the tangibility of the things of God. We have made a religion out of too many things. Where is the pain? Okay, you that God picked up. Place your hand on the belly. Rebuke the pain. Lord, pray to God. Command the pain to go in the name of Jesus. Command the pain. Command the pain. Command it to go in the name of Jesus.
Liver right now in the name of Jesus. Every pain, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command you, you pain. Liver right now in the name of Jesus.
The healing anointing in her life has been activated. She's putting it to work now. If the pain doesn't go, the lady knows.
Liver right now.
Check, is the pain still there? Alright, check now. Check. Don't try to help God. Check. Do the things you couldn't do before. If the pain is still there. Look at that. The power of God that she transferred is still on her. The power of God she transmitted is still on her. Check the pain. Is the pain still there? The pain is gone. It's called activation of spiritual gift. The power she transferred is still on her. The power of God is overwhelming her. That's why you don't make a show about people falling down. Go for tangible things. You can come for a meeting, everybody is slain, but nothing tangible happens. Lift your hands now. God is still telling me he wants to activate the prophetic. The prophetic. I'm seeing a young man here. You have been seeing things from when you were as young as seven. When you were as young as seven. I'm not saying you just know. You have been seeing things. And then things happen, you know. But you can't control it. So you can't minister it. Because you don't have the power to control it. It just happened. When the things begin to happen, then you know you have seen it. Where is the young man? You are the one. Come. It could also be on the lady. But I saw specifically a young man in the spirit. It's a prophetic dimension. And if you don't take advantage of it, the demons possess you. They can pervert it. It's people like this that demons use as witches. A devil can't give you a gift, but if he finds you have a gift, he can pervert it. Because you have connection with their realm. And that is why you must be schooled in the things of God. You have the same operation in your life. Just lift your hands toward heaven. I want to pray for God to help your mind to be gathered. Because most times the reason you can't regulate it is because you are too inspired. Too many thoughts flow through your mind. You are too inspired. So it becomes difficult to be gathered inside. The Lord will help you to be gathered. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. These ones that you have placed a gift on their lives. Right now, Lord. Even as you increase the intensity of that operation, I ask that you quicken them with the maturity to wield that scepter. Father, touch now. Touch now. Activate it. Receive regulatory ability. The power of God is still on you. The power of God is still on you. The power of God is still on you. It's working. It's working on your inside. The power of God is working on your inside. It's working. It's working. It's the protocol of the prophetic. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. Zekaparas. I'm seeing three apostles. Three apostles. In fact, I think two of you just passed out. And God has specifically put in your heart that as you are leaving service, you are going to start a work for him. Something like a prayer network. You are struggling in your mind because you don't know how it's going to happen. In fact, you have been thinking, which name? How do I give a name to a ministry? I don't know. Who are these people? Can I hold hands with you very quickly and agree with you? Very quickly. They are still in the auditorium. Very quickly. Very quickly. And agree with you. Come quickly. We don't have time. Jesus. Your challenge is, which name do I give this thing? How do I start? How do I go about it? Forget. The Bible says, as thou knowest not how bones are formed in her that is with child, so you know not the ways of the Spirit of God. I'm seeing a young lady. I'm seeing a young lady in the spirit. This lady I speak about is a bit slim and fair, tall, a bit tall, average height. Listen. God is telling you he's going to use you to raise other women, to instruct them in the ways of God, and to teach them the powers of purity and righteousness. Where is this lady? You are the one. God is telling you. We all want you. I'm waiting for the second person. God is sending, telling you after service. Where is the person? We are rounding up. Ask God for help. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. See, the anointing is beginning to rest on you gradually. Gradually. You will feel the weight on your chest. It's called the weight of glory. What you need is the glory of God to do it. You will find your heart breaking because what you need is the spirit of purity and compassion. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. A lump is about to disappear from somebody's breast. A lump. A lump. From your left breast, a lump is about to disappear. seated on the throne.
As we worship God now, God will begin to do some creative things. Creative. And they are tangible things.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne.
There's somebody here, your eyes. You usually have itching sensation in your eyes. Itching sensation in your eyes. That devil is going. That devil is going. Where's that person? Have itching sensation on your eyes. Where's the person? You are the gallery. Place your hands on your eyes. That devil is going. You devil of darkness, I command you in the name of Jesus, get out of him.
You are seated on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne.
God is telling me now. Hi, Jesus. Don't worry. This person, you don't need to check now. When you go to the hostel, check. When you see what I'm about to say now, if it happens, you can write it and place it in the morning. Nobody needs to know you are the one. But God tells me, he's healing somebody's private part. You have been having challenge, crisis for a long time. You don't even know how to tell anybody. The power of God is healing. The power of God is healing. Don't worry. Tomorrow morning, when you confirm your healing, you can write it on the paper, come and talk. Nobody needs to know.
To the Father, who has seen the Lord. Father, you are seated on the throne. power of God.
Receive the mandate of the call. Let it become stronger upon you.
Touch. Fill him, Lord.
Saturate him.
Suck him into yourself. Suck him into yourself. Seize his will, Lord. Receive grace to obey.
This one is for people that God, at least for the past 3 months, the people that something will touch now, at least for the past 3 months, you have been consecrating yourself. Because the Holy Ghost specifically told you a season is about to open. In fact, one of you before this year, God told you, don't fall. Don't fall. Don't fall. Something awaits you in 2019. One of you. Who is that one? The Lord specifically warned you not to fall into sin. Around December, the intensity was so strong on your heart. Don't fall. Don't. Who is that person? Don't. 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 As if it was a caution. Who is the person? Two of you? Okay, three of you. These people are, something is about to rest now. At least you have consecrated yourself for the past 3 months. Listen. One of you have seen, you see the person you saw. One of the generals of the faith now came to you in a dream and gave you something like a book. I'm trying to see the person you saw. The other one, I'm trying to see who you saw. The figure I'm seeing is somebody that wears white suit. White suit, white suit, white suit. Who is the person you saw? Pastor Chris, right? It's a sign of a mantle. That's what God wants to release now. That's what he's showing. I'm also seeing another lady here that a woman appeared to you in a dream on a white gown. You don't even know who she is. You don't know who she is. It's not Catherine Kuma. It's Ami Sempe Mapasi. It's time to receive the mantles. Listen, what you have the right to give it. I'm a recipient of the mantles. I'm a recipient of the mantles. If Benihim have laid hands on you, then know that at least almost half of the ministers in the world have prayed for you. There's not one man in this world that have connected to ministers as much as Benihim. And the Bible says we receive freely, so we should give freely. That's the essence of receiving. Paul said to Timothy, say, the things you have received from me, they seem commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. So when you receive from a man, you become a dispenser of that reality. But the thing with mantles is that you collect it with your heart. The reason God revealed these two persons is to show you that it's the time for the mantle to fall. And it's going to be very quiet and solemn. But those who receive it, we know an energy will enter you. An energy will enter you. It's an energy. Touch. Touch. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Hold this lady now. Hold this lady now. Something violent is entering her. Fresh fire. Is a warrior. Is the spirit of a warrior. Is a Mustang. A Mustang. A Mustang. I stir the fountains. I stir it. The warrior spirit. A fresh fire. Lift your hands toward heaven. It's time for the mantles to fall. If there is sound, you think it's about sound. Holy Father. The hour has come. Elijah said, if you see me as I'm taking, it's yours. This is a time for sensitivity in the spirit. This is a time for discernment. It's a time for discernment. Some of you, you will see a flash like a vision. Something will pass in your front like a vision. Very fast. A picture, but you can't see it, but you know something will pass. It's a time to be sensitive. If you need to close your eye, close your eye. You're not a spectator, brother. If you need to close your eye. It's time to receive. What I'm doing here, the person who is calling me is in heaven. He's not on earth. So that's where the focus is. Father, 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 Father. Let the mantles begin to fall. I make demand of heaven. 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 Let the mantles begin to fall. Let the mantles begin to fall. Gatekeepers in the spirit. Gatekeepers. Gatekeepers. Mordecai's. Let the mantles fall. Let the mantles fall. Women judges. Carriers of the spirit. Deborah. Carriers of the spirit of Deborah. Let the mantles fall. Let the mantles fall. I stir the waters of the spirit. Deborahs. Deborahs. Deborahs arise. Deborahs arise. Deborahs arise.
Let the mantles fall. Let the mantles fall. Holy Spirit, touch. Touch, Holy Ghost. Mordecai, gatekeepers. Keepers in the spirit, custodians, judges, warriors, 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 warriors. Imalakata kapata kabas, 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 shatari, bada, umekora hata kapapas, elajo, paruata, jeta kapituas, monte kaparata. I caused the cloth case to open. Forces limiting forces that truncate destinies, that fight ordinations. Give way now. Give way now. Give way now. Let the rivers of the Spirit of God begin to flow. It rises from your feet. It rises from your feet. It rises from your feet. Holy Ghost. Ayanota. Ipele. Wata. Uwalako. Meleleza. Omoko, omoko, omoko. Emanale kuata takabata, kapataka, ubata. Eyananata, eleatua. Eleele, eleele kumu. Atopo kataka patufa. Pataka patakuba, pataka patakuba. Ebo atakibo atakira. Somebody is standing on fire now. I'm seeing seraphims, seraphims. Seraphims are beginning to anoint. Your leg is like you're on the coal of fire. It will build up, it will build up, it will build up, it will build up. I call it forth in the spirit. I call it forth in the spirit. I call it forth in the spirit. Ome katoa, sitoa, sitoa. Berakatoba satalia. Ine tabarwa, papababoarwa. Ilato kataskidoa, sitoa. There's one of you here that God is. The Holy Ghost is whispering to your heart now that is raising you to destroy the priesthood in your father's house. It's raising you to destroy the altars in your father's house. God is raising a priest, a man who will do business on the altar. Where is that person? Lift your hands quickly. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I make demand on the mantles of the ancient intercessors, men that fought darkness, men that brought to bear the ordination of destinies of people in territories. I make demand on those altars, priestly altars, keepers of divine heritages. I make demand. Marco Bato Curata, Velindo Pariata, Zetede, Zetede, Barakindo Soprata Kapalataya. Those of you in the middle here, in the middle in front of me, lift your hands. Lift your hands here quick. Lift your hands here quick. Lift your hands here quick. Very quickly. Very quickly. Touch, 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 touch. Those of you that have touched, there is something coming. There's something coming. You can't fight it. You can't fight it. You have been marked. You have been marked. It's a mark of the hunter. You have been marked. You have been marked. Holy Ghost, touch them. Hey, Epa, Epa. Touch them, Holy Ghost. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Blow like a mighty wind,
Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. The last layer of the anointing is coming. The last layer. 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 Like a whirlwind. Like a whirlwind. Like a whirlwind. Holy Ghost, move. Holy Ghost, like a whirlwind. Like a whirlwind. Like a whirlwind. Blow like a mighty wind, Spirit of victory. Blow like a mighty wind,
Spirit of victory,
Spirit of victory,
cover us with your wings,
cover us with your wings. Hey, hey, hey.